unsolved mysteries.
Like the repeats of some, like the old shop or?
No. Unsolved Mysteries is back. And it's back and it's better than ever. Okay. It's number one in Canada right now. Number one show, number one streamed on Netflix right now. It's only been out for like, not even like a couple weeks, right? The Rivera case, Miles, do you remember the Rivera case on Unsolved Mysteries? The guy in Puerto Rico that went missing?
They seem like a pretty normal couple. She goes off to work. I think she's traveling away for a couple right. days. And I think they have a house guest that's staying with them. And all of a sudden, the house guest says that she hears the husband on the phone. He hangs up the phone. He leaves the house in a hurry and is never seen again.
Never seen again, that's it.
And no one knows what happened to him. And they find these little bits of clues at this local hotel. And there's a hole in a ceiling and in a roof that... And it looks like he's
what?
Fallen through, but no one knows how and where he jumped from, or if he jumped, or if he was dropped. It's the craziest thing.
From what I'm reading right now, they've already got 20 credible tips about what may have happened to him.
Wow.
Just because of the show on Netflix.
Okay, I'm going to watch that.
Number one in Canada right now.
I mean, it does say at the end of every episode, if you know anything, or if you were there on that night, or whenever it was that this unsolved mystery happened, you can go to unsolved.com and you can add some pieces to the puzzle.
That's pretty powerful when they say something at the end of a show. If you know anything, you're like, did you know I was watching this? How did you know it was what? You know what I mean? It's so powerful when they give you that communication.
When I was younger, I think every town, no matter where you are in the country or in the continent or whatever, every town has these like local like kind of unsolved mysteries or these local weird stories that everyone says.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember these urban legends that ever happened in your town? I remember, you guys ever hear of the Amityville Horror House?
Yeah.
Amityville?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
That was a real thing where I grew up. Like,
no.
Yeah, way out on Long Island, like they said, there's this house where these murders happened. I don't really know the story that well, but I just remember anytime you're driving the highway and you see Amityville, you're like, ooh, I don't want to get over there because Amityville Horror House.
Mmm.
Any urban legends in Toronto that anyone remember? There have to be a couple.
Well, you have to let us know about that. I will just tell you one. Just you're talking about Amityville. You made me think about. I grew up in Pittsburgh in near a little hamlet called Ingomar.
Okay.
And there were some really beautiful old houses, and there was a house on top of the hill. It's almost like Amityville.
Yeah.
But it was really nice. I mean, there was no shutters that were falling off, no paint that was chipping. And I remember going, wow, that's a beautiful house. I wonder who lives there. And this friend said, oh, a racketeer lives there. A racketeer? What the heck is a racketeer?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
tell
and I'm
me
going,
more.
Wait, oh, a racketeer.
Right.
I never looked into it. I don't know what happened. That was the urban legend that the reason why that house was so beautiful and so, you know, gorgeous was because of racketeer.
Because of the racketeering, right? And no one ever really finds out for sure, but this is an urban legend about that one house.
Exactly.
That's my question for you listening right now. What are the urban legends about stuff in Toronto?